back. Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 27. Pretoria Saturday with 31 degrees and Polokwane going up to 29. We start in the Democratic Republic of Congo with uncertainty about the state of South African troops.
SANDU is gravely concerned by reports of multiple casualties and injuries among SNDF forces in Sake, the DRC, over the past 24 hours, while, according to information, the situation has become increasingly dire.
The SA National Defence Union's Pikkie Greef is now calling on the Defence Force to immediately inform the public about the true state of affairs of the Defence Force members. Defence and Military Veterans Minister Angie Motshekga visited the DRC, where she held discussions and was also updated about the position of South African troops. Yesterday, the DRC Army and M23 fighters clashed outside Goma, while the UK, US and France are now urging their citizens to leave the main city in the country's volatile east, warning the situation could deteriorate rapidly. Since peace talks failed, the M23 militia group backed by Rwandan troops has gained territory in mineral-rich eastern DRC in recent weeks, triggering a humanitarian crisis. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Back home, there was a high-impact raid in Sunnyside in Tshwane as part of the Reclaim Our City operation led by Mayor Nasipi Moya. Businesses were raided, buildings inspected and several illegal operations shut down in a crackdown on non-compliance and crime. Moya says her administration is working towards their goal of restoring order and safety in the country's capital. And she's emphasized that this will continue.
So there are spots in the CBDs that require our attention. There are issues of bad buildings, businesses that don't comply with our regulations, illegal immigrants in the city, that you can't knock at any door without finding at least two illegal immigrants.
Meanwhile, residents of Tshwane have been warned that the city's reservoirs will be affected by Randwater's planned shutdown today. The repair work at Randwater's Palmit system is said to have started at 6 a.m. and it will last until tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. In the northwest, the case of attempted murder against celebrity basher and podcaster Musa Wenkosi Kwula has been postponed for a formal bail application. He appeared in the Vogville Magistrates Court yesterday in connection with an incident that took place almost 4 years ago near the Mponeng mine. Kwula allegedly bumped a man who was standing next to the road and fled the scene, leaving the injured man on the ground. National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson Lumka Mahanjana says Kwula will be back in court on 5 February.
He is facing a charge of attempted murder, alternatively reckless driving, as well as an additional charge of failing to report an accident to the police. After he failed to appear in court, the accused warrant of arrest was authorized and his bail was forfeited to the state.
And at the Sevens tournament in Perth, the Springbok Sevens are currently in the battle against Argentina in their last pool match. The Blitzboks have secured their spot in the quarterfinals and they're now in the second half of this match. With just about 5 minutes to go, Argentina 19, the Blitzboks have 5. I'm Gerda de Souza en jou hoofnuus te uur. Die Nasionale Verdedigingsunie is bekommerd oor moontlike sterftes van Suid-Afrikaanse troepe in die DRK.
It is a big breaking story and you'll find, as Gerda told you, further details at jacarandfm.com. Click on the news tab. Thank you, sister. Let's go to the balcony. Let's go.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Legendary. Saturdays, 7 to 10. Jacaranda FM. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes.
So let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind.